Blog
What's up, everybody?
Radio.
Oh, wait.
You gotta love this. Look at who won the ring. Flashbulb sparkles here underway.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners.
The new record, Michael Strahan. 22.5 sacks.
Oh,
the
just put your name on it. That's all I can be a man. Or woman, put your name on it.
I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, get out.
Devin Hester, you are ridiculous.
That's got to be one of those top 10 plays on sports.
Devin Smith has eclipsed Walter Payton as the NFL's all-time rushing leader. And somewhere, sweetness is smiling.
One touchdown, we are world champions. Believe it, and it will happen.
Touchdown, Giants, with 35 seconds to go, and in the first. And the Giants, with the most improbable win, have won Super Bowl 42.
Control yourself. Tell them to stay calm. Let's keep our composure.
A lot of time, patience.
It's Skinner's time. You're never too old for Skinner.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to NBA Edition. I'm your host, David Hughes, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt Ellentuck. What's up, Matt? How you doing?
Good, David. Welcome to our first show.
What's up, man? All right, so I have some interesting topics today. The first thing I want to talk to you about is Hassan Whiteside for the Miami Heat. How do you think he's playing so far this year?
Hassan Whiteside just emerged out of absolutely nowhere. It's amazing to think that he's been hidden in the D-League for so long and just came out seriously when the Heat needed it most, when it looked like their season was pretty much done, where they were fighting for the bottom of the spots, the bottom of the playoff spots in the East. It's pretty amazing.
I know, right? This guy, when watching him, when looking at him, he kind of looks like not a younger version, he looks like a kind of worse version of Anthony Davis. He's so long, athletic, lean. Too bad that he was always overshadowed by DeMarcus Cousins back in Sacramento. But, dude, I was thinking about this. What do you think would have happened if Hassan were to have stayed in Miami? And, I mean, if LeBron James were to have stayed in Miami and teamed up with Hassan Whiteside? Because now, if he was with them, they would now have a shot blocker, a defensive force, and there would be a problem to reckon with in the East. I think there would easily be the number one team. That's just my opinion. What do you think about it?
I mean, I don't know if I would have called him the number one team. I don't think that Hassan Whiteside would have been putting up the same stats had LeBron stayed. His stats definitely would have been deflated. Still, I mean, he would have been easily the best center LeBron played with in Miami. They were, you know, rotating garbage around between, like, Greg Oden.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. I think, from my point of view, I think that maybe you wouldn't be doing so much on the point side. He wouldn't be averaging, like, for example, so far in the month of February, he's averaging 18.3 points per game. I don't think he would be doing that, but I definitely think he would be blocking the same amount of shots. Maybe his rebounds would go down a couple because LeBron would be in town, but, dude, they would probably be the number one ranked fast break scoring team in the entire league, because the more blocks and rebounds you get, the more fast break points you get, and that's LeBron's game. Like, they also have Norris. They would have had Norris, Cole, Mario Chalmers. They have Napier, LeBron, and I think they would be a force to reckon with. So it's unfortunate. I mean, just last week, he had 24 rebounds against Dallas, and dude, that's a scary number, especially when he was going against Tyson Chandler. So it's unfortunate that we couldn't see LeBron down in Miami.
He absolutely would have been a great piece. It definitely would have overshadowed the point guard problem that the Heat have had for the past 4 years also.
It's like if he was given – I mean, he was always overshadowed by DeMarcus Cousins, but he would also even be a force with DeMarcus Cousins if you think about it. He just never got an equal opportunity, so – unfortunate.
Yeah, it depends if DeMarcus liked him or not. But
yeah. All right. The next topic I want to talk about is Golden State Warriors. Like, they're obviously forced to be reckoned with in the West. Well, the entire NBA, they have the best record in the league. I think, or the Atlanta Hawks. I'm not sure.
The Hawks have a better record.
The Hawks have a better record. All right, so they're the second best team in the NBA. But if Golden State comes around the Oklahoma City Thunder, where do you see them? Do you think they can really win a series against the Thunder? Because when looking at Golden State, they're just – they rely way too much on that three-point shot. And, yeah, like they could get a couple victories here and there, but I think that if they rely too much on that three-point shot, a team like Oklahoma City can figure them out, especially with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook on their team.
No, I mean, I disagree. Most of the Warrior shots don't come from the outside. They come from inside. That's actually something that people don't realize. The Warriors are just a fantastic team, well-rounded, deep, can play in the post when Bo gets healthy. I mean, they're a whole different team. The Thunder, I'm not even confident they're going to make the playoffs, and if they do, I don't think they're a strong team by any means. I don't think that Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant have been the right combination. I think Russell Westbrook needs to go. If they plan on keeping Kevin Durant there, move Westbrook, bring in new pieces, because what they have right now, it just isn't working.
I kind of disagree. We have our opinions, but I feel like experience is key in the playoffs. And even though the Oklahoma City Thunder, hey, they're definitely going to make the playoffs. There's no way. Like, Phoenix is a great team. The New Orleans Pelicans are a good team. But there's no I just don't see there's a possible way of them getting into the playoffs. I mean, the Pelicans or the Phoenix Suns getting into the playoffs over them. It's just they have their experience will get them in. And if they do come across the Golden State Warriors, I think the experience, obviously, with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook is key, man. And the Golden State Warriors have yet to prove themselves in the playoffs. So do forget that Kevin Durant is the reigning MVP. So just watch out for that.
Yeah.
All right, so we're
going to
jump into a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
What'll it be, guys?
I'll have a Scotch on the Rocks.
I'll have a Samuel Adams.
I'll have a Samuel Jackson.
You know something?
I'll have a Samuel Jackson, too.
Me three.
Three Samuel Jacksons coming right up.
Good motherfucking choice, motherfucker. Samuel Jackson, named painstakingly by me, Samuel Jackson. It'll get you drunk. You'll be fucking fat girls in no time. You might even fight a nigga or two. Bitch. How's it taste, motherfucker? Come on.
Can you stop yelling at me, please?
No, I can't stop yelling, because that's how I talk. You ain't never seen my movies. Juice, that was a good one. Deep Blue Sea, they ate me. A fucking shark ate me. Drank, bitch. Jurassic Park. Samuel Jackson. It's my beer. Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
All right, we're back here on the NBA Edition. Again, I'm your host, David, and we're here with my co-host, Matt Ellenchick. What's up, Matt?
What's up, David?
All right, so all right. Here we have some talk about the Blake Griffin injury right now. What's going on with that?
Blake Griffin injury is massive. He's getting surgery today for a staph infection in his elbow. Apparently it was a routine process where he usually gets stuff drained from the elbow, but something went a little wrong this time, and the Clippers were already under a little pressure as they're dropping in the West. The West has about 10 teams that probably should make the playoffs, but only 8 will. David, you think that this Blake Griffin injury is going to be the end for the Clippers?
You know, what's funny? I actually am not a huge Blake Griffin fan at all, by any means. He's a great player. He's athletic. I can't really say he plays strong. But he kind of reminds me of a good player but when he goes down and bangs with the best, he's a little wimp. And I know you're going to disagree with me on this, Matt, but yes,
I totally
like,
disagree.
Overall,
but keep going.
Absolutely, he's going to be a loss. He's a great player. He's a good player. But I think it's also going to give people like DeAndre Jordan some good experience. And you might think I'm crazy for this, but DeAndre Jordan has a lot of growth. And I feel like with the absence of Blake, there's going to be a bigger boulder on his shoulders. And I feel like he's going to have something to prove. I mean, he's an all-star this year, right?
No. DeAndre?
No, I don't think he is, actually.
No.
No.
I mean, but DeAndre is not even close to a good offensive player. He's a finisher around the rim. Blake has expanded his game beyond belief, adding an outside shot. I disagree completely. I think he can absolutely bang in the post. And he's a 20-10 guy that the Clippers are going to be missing. And without him yesterday, it was ugly. They got absolutely destroyed by the Thunder. I think that they probably need to make a trade. They probably need to make a trade to replace Blake if he's going to be out for any extent of time.
Well, you got to look down the road. You're not going to trade for Blake Griffin regardless.
No, not trade Blake Griffin, but make a trade and find someone else. Maybe hope that the Knicks buy out Amari Stoudemire's contract and they can pick it up.
No, without question, like Blake Griffin's going to be a huge – I mean, not having him is going to be putting the Clippers at a huge disadvantage. But I don't think it's as big a deal as many people say. Because when you look at their roster, Chris Paul, J.J. Redick. I mean, J.J. Redick might be injured, but I'm not sure. Jamal Crawford.
J.J. will be back. Back special.
All right. They just picked up Austin Rivers. They have a shooting center in Spencer Hawes. Like, that team, in its own nature, is a great team. And I feel like they can still, if the Phoenix Suns can play well and make the playoffs, then so can the Clippers, and I think that
the equivalent of taking away Blake Griffin from the Clippers is probably taking away Eric Bledsoe from the Suns. He's their best scorer, best rebounder also.
With Blake Griffin, they're the number one
offensive-rated team in the NBA. Without him, I mean, they're just average.
I disagree, because I think Chris Paul, when given the opportunity, can be a deadly scorer, better than Blake Griffin. When he needs to be, when needed.
Sure, but is he going to score 40 a game now to compensate? I don't think so.
Who knows? All right.
They need to make a move.
Yeah, they might. I mean, I don't know. We'll see after the surgery how long he'll be out for. They also have the Oklahoma City Thunder also have a injury in their own nature as well. Steven Adams, that I can say is going to be a pretty big loss for them because that guy provides the toughness inside that they need.
Absolutely. I mean, luckily they have something good in Mitch McGarry, who played great yesterday and finally has an opportunity now when Kendrick Perkins was out with suspension and Steven Adams obviously went out early with the injury. I'm not sure if I see Mitch McGarry being able to step into Steven Adams' shoes for the rest of the year, but definitely the Thunder missing Adams is huge, and they've struggled all year with injury. And once again, I'm going to say I'm not 100% confident that this team will make the playoffs.
I know. I mean, when looking at Steven Adams, that's a huge loss. I mean, I'm still confident that Oklahoma City Thunder can still make the playoffs because just simply because they have Kevin Durant. Like, I'll put all my faith in Kevin Durant. Huge Kevin Durant fan. I think he can do it. But with the absence of Steven Adams, that puts basically all the burden on Serge Ibaka. And that can hurt them because Serge Ibaka, he's athletic, he's strong. But I feel like this year he's kind of taken his game backwards. Dude, like, I don't know, that jump shot kind of has me thinking that people like DeAndre Jordan can manhandle them. Except for yesterday, obviously. DeAndre Jordan didn't really do his thing against Ibaka, but I think going further down the road, it's too much pressure on Serge.
Hey, I like what Ibaka did. Ibaka's actually a great three-point shooter. The only problem now is they don't really have anyone to guard a big man and be able to get rebounds in the post. So he's going to have to compensate for Adams' injury, because you really want to see Kendrick Perkins start again, because I don't. It's ugly. I think Serge has to go back to playing in the post until Adams gets back.
Exactly, and you can't, like you said before, the person like Mitch McGarry, I mean, he's only proven himself at Michigan. He was a great player at Michigan, but he has yet to really prove himself. I mean, he had some highlights yesterday. No one's taking that away from him, but can he
and
really...
I like him. I think he's a solid player. Oklahoma City has a knack for finding guys and developing them. I mean, we saw it with Harden and Westbrook and Durant. So I think that they can certainly turn McGarry into something, but, I mean, it's hard to expect someone in February to step up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know. Only time will tell. But, all right, so we're going to jump to another commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners.
The new record, Michael Strahan, 22.5 sacks, breaks the bar held by Mark Gatineau.
Just put your name on it. That's all I say. Be a man or a woman. Put your name on it.
Santonio with a touchdown.
I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, get out.
Devin Hester, you are ridiculous.
That's got to be one of those top 10 plays on SportsCenter you do.
Emmitt Smith has eclipsed Walter Payton as the NFL's all-time rushing leader. And somewhere, sweetness is smiling.
One touchdown, we are world champion. Believe it, and it will happen.
Touchdown, Giants, with 35 seconds to go, ending the first. And the Giants, with the most improbable win, have won Super Bowl 42.
Control yourself. Just tell them to stay calm. Let's keep our composure.
A lot of time, patience. Good skill stuff. You're never too old for skill.
All right, we're back here, folks, just at the end of our show. I'm David Hughes here with Matt Eninglick.
Hello,
definitely mispronounced your last name, Matt, my bad. But we're pretty much going to wrap things up. And I want to just tell the fans what we're going to be looking for this week in the NBA. We have the All-Star break. We have the All-Star weekend coming up. It's going to be a pretty...
3-point shootout.
Yeah, it's... That's going to be interesting. I mean, what are the shooters? They have Klay Thompson, Bradley Beal, phenomenal shooters this year. That might actually be more entertaining than the dunk contest.
That competition.
Although I will tell you this, Zach LaVine is going to put on a show. I don't know if you've seen this guy jump, but you need to go on YouTube and check that man out, because that man
has serious. Yeah, I'm sick of hearing Zach LaVine jumping stuff. Let's see
He has some serious rise in his game. All right. So tune in this Wednesday for the next episode of the NBA edition, and we'll see you folks later. Thanks, Matt.
Sounds good.
Yeah.